We're going to dive into a controversial topic and a really provocative conversation. At issue, woman's quest to find Mr. Right. It can be elusive for anyone, but for black women, specifically for successful black women, the challenge can be that much greater. Consider some numbers here. 42% of black women are unmarried. That's double the percentage of unmarried white women. And for professional black women, the unmarried number spikes to 70%. Vicki Mabry hosts tonight's Face Off. Why can't a successful black woman find a man?
Welcome to Hotlanta, the capital of beautiful, professional,
that's right,
single black women.
Single in the ATL!
Waiting for that man.
Hello.
The numbers are staggering. In the black community nationwide, black women outnumber men by nearly 2 million.
I'm a single lady. Now put your hands up.
70% of professional black women can't seem to get a ring on it. Beyoncé's lyrics have become an anthem for young black women everywhere. Because the problem is real. But who's to blame? The men or the women? We brought together a sharp, sassy,
we'll see what happens,
and sophisticated group of single men and women here at Atlanta's Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center to battle it out at a Nightline Face Off.
I gotta prepare myself.
Tonight they answer the controversial question, why can't a successful black woman find a man?
I might get loud!
Sherry Shepherd is co-host of ABC's The View and author of Permission Slips. She's had a hard time finding Mr. Right.
I love to have fun. I got all my own teeth. These are real. I don't know if the camera caught that. These are real.
But are her standards too high?
I want a man that's ambitious. I need a man that has a sense of humor.
Or maybe a bit outrageous.
If you see my wig is dirty, can you wash my wig? Can you take the cornrows out of my hair?
Some of them are delusional, you know, or some of them are impatient. Again, they hear that tick, 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 tick.
On the other side, Jimmy Israel, NPR contributor and the author of The Denzel Principle. He says women are looking for an ideal that doesn't exist.
Every woman thinks that she's, you know, Michelle Obama, and that's, mm-mm, no.
Backing up Sherry is Jackie Reed, star of VH1's hit show Let's Talk About Pep.
My hope is that we can move this conversation forward and come up with solutions, because I love black love.
And so does our final panelist.
Hey, everybody. Here in Atlanta,
right in front, there's a huge group of people we just drove in.
Hill.
Wow.
Hill Harper is star of CSI New York.
Angel.
And author of The Conversation.
One, two, three.
Email it to each other.
The problem, he says, is that 95% of black women are trying to date the top 5% of black men. His advice? Date a man for his potential.
Are you guys ready for a good discussion? A lively discussion?
The ladies of Atlanta turned out in droves, hoping to find solutions.
What's cool inside?
It cannot be this many black women that want to know how come they can't find a man. I don't have all the answers.
Wow. You look at all these pretty cars. This is crazy. This is really nuts.
Did you see the way that lady looked at me? That lady looked at me like, you better say the truth, sister.
Knives and rocks and rolling pins are going to come flying out.
Steve Harvey!
I'm an expert on the mindset of the male species.
Steve Harvey hopes there can be a meeting of the minds. He joins me tonight as co-host. Steve is a relationship expert and author of Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
I understand manhood inside and out.
But do the ladies?
Black men and black women need to actually discuss this, you know, and get past all the anger that exists between a lot of us.
Girl, you don't want to pop nobody in the mouth?
No. Well, no.
Well.
No, no, not yet. We'll see what happens. Not yet.
Moments before the debate, Sherry confronts her old friend, Hill.
You're still emotionally unavailable, Hill.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. No, you never gave me a chance. I asked her out on a date.
No, you did!
That's why there's a lot of single sisters out there.
I remember this guy with his goofy smile, and he was so
goofy.
More on that later. With almost 1,000 people settled in their seats.
Good luck to all of y'all.
Just had to say a little prayer to Jesus.
It was time to get started. But will the love last?